Buckets.
And
That's the name of my boat, Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. It's mercy if y'all don't know. Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly, you hoodie girl, duck it in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
Welcome to another episode of Buckets. I'm Matty Ice. He is Vish. He is Melissa. I got totally caught off guard by that, Vish.
I warned you it was coming Vish, when the intro was playing.
Vish doesn't tell us about his new graphics. Every week it's something new.
Well, not every week.
Surprises, though.
You asked for the last one. This one you didn't, but I felt
I did say before. I asked Vish before the show if we could discuss my hoodies.
I know. I was like, well, I'm not ruining that I locked it onto the end of the intro and it's going to play every time now.
I am wearing a new hoodie. It's not my hoodie, but I am wearing a new hoodie.
There we go.
Well, why don't you, for those that did not catch the intro and are not aware, why don't you tell everyone what we're talking about and what's behind you on your board?
So I had the honor of collabing with About the Fans. They are a Miami fanwear site. Their creator, AB, and I have been working together for about a month now, coming up with designs for some really cool Canes hoodies, obviously, with a little hoodie girl spice. So if you head over to aboutthefans.com, you'll see it on the main page, but you can search for hoodie girl and the four hoodies will show up. The two black pullover hoodies do run a little small, so I suggest you size up. There is a reminder when you go to order that it's there. We've got three pullovers and one zip up. Yeah. Support your fellow Canes fans. And there is a Hoops hoodie. I will say there is one of the hoodies is dedicated to Hoops. Obviously that was going to happen. I almost was like, oh, we should put a bucket on the other sleeve, but I didn't. But yeah, that would have been a cool little shout out. But please support. If you do get one of my hoodies, make sure you post a picture of yourself in it, tag us, let me know. But yeah, let me know which one's your favorite.
Vish
bought all four. Matt claims he's going to buy one.
Yeah, just put me on blast in front of everyone.
Well, Matt needs to get his. Matt, you're chopping on the screen again, at least for me.
Am I really?
Oh. Yeah, hold on. Let me try something real quick. Give me a second. Let me try something here.
Oh shit.
Hi. It's Coach Katie on the boat called Buckets. Wishing you happy birthday. It's a glorious day down here in the Keys. I just want to thank you for all the coverage, all the support, all the love. I still got those shorts for you. Happy birthday with love. Bye.
Vish is full of surprises today.
I know.
Coach is living it up on Buckets and in the Keys. But shout out to Coach. Thank you. My birthday's on Friday. But yeah, thanks, Vish. That was cool.
You kept bugging me of like, have you talked to Coach? I'm like, yeah, I talked to Coach. I've been scamming behind your back for like a week. Relax.
She hasn't read my DM yet. She is part of one of the hoodies. Definitely go buy a hoodie. The Larinaga Meyer 23 hoodie.
There we go.
That was cool. I'll have to.
I'll send you the actual video. I have it, obviously.
Yeah, so. that was sick.
All right. Well, shout out to Dan Barry, Canes Cats Heat. We got baseball tomorrow, and we still haven't scored. In case you're wondering, We're gonna actually talk about who might be coming back.
Yeah, every week there's new things.
Shout out to Nate is now
an East Coaster living in upstate New York. Good stuff. He says he lives by a Moe's, so he can get his Moe's on. And he said he's about an hour from Syracuse, so he's gonna start going to the Miami games when they play Syracuse. So welcome back,
He's gonna have to see Lampkin in person.
I know, right? Yeah. Welcome back to the East Coast, Nate. Glad to have you. So excited. He's also getting married soon. So congrats, Nate. Good stuff.
Congrats. I know. I remember he's getting his suit fitted or something. He was getting fitted for a suit, right, or something.
Yeah, he's getting. I think he said in June or July, he's getting married. So good stuff. He and the wife are both graduates from Miami. So. So Matt, did you get permission to? Did he freeze? Oh, I thought you froze for a second.
No.
You just don't blink very often. You don't
I blink all the time. I noticed
You looked frozen for like a second because you didn't blink, and I was like, wait, did he freeze again? Did you get permission from the wife to buy a hoodie yet?
Oh yeah, no, I have permission.
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah, I just have to do it.
Oh, Vicious, is that you sending me the video file?
I assume you wanted it.
Okay. Should we talk basketball?
I mean,
yeah. What do we have to?
Let's talk about our two newest guys.
Okay.
Matt posted an insane breakdown on Twitter. I reposted it from the Buckets account and from my account as well. But check out Matt's Twitter. I don't know how long that took him to do that breakdown, but it's absolutely insane. So Matt, tell us.
It started out me watching our two games with them, and then I kind of wanted to see him going against like traditional bigs too, so I watched him against UNC and against Boston College. So I watched about like, I think it was 8 games. So I watched 8 Virginia Tech basketball games. So yeah, it was a lot, but you know, I feel like the more that I watched, I was definitely hesitant at first, you know, just because of obviously we didn't know the Brandon Johnson news, you know, so it was more of like, you know, will Norchad fit next to him and that type of thing. Now, I mean, either way, even if Norchad was coming back and hypothetically Brandon Johnson hadn't just committed, I think I still would have felt good about it just because of the way he plays, you know. You know, he obviously scores a lot in the low post, but I think he's someone that's very mobile and he can do a lot on the offensive side of the floor in terms of, you know, keeping the floor spaced, even though he isn't someone that, you know, scores on the perimeter. I think that's the biggest thing. And he's able to find like open areas on the floor too, to get easy shots and create, you know, really nice passing lanes for his teammates. And you know, I think he's going to be really good for us, you know.
What do you think he needs to work on?
I just think, I mean, with how old he is and whatnot, I don't think there's much in terms of...
I was about to say, at this point, he's kind of, I mean...
He is what he is.
Yeah, this is the player.
So, I would say...
But he hasn't been coached by Larinaga yet, like...
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say, like, developing more of, like, a mid-range shot and whatnot. He's, like, an 84% free throw shooter. I just don't think it's really his game. I just don't think we're going to really... We might see it a little bit, but I just don't think that's where he's at his best, you know? And like we saw with last year, don't really want to force guys into positions, you know, they're not comfortable with. He's just so good with, like, setting screens and reading the defense and knowing when to dive to the basket or just when to dive to the basket at all. And he's really good when he's posting up. He knows like, okay, I need to move to the side. My guy's about to drive in right now. I'm going to create space. You know, I'm going to run the baseline at a certain angle and get a wide open layup based on how the defense is reacting and help side. I mean, I guess the one thing I would say is his post defense, like, that was one of the things I talked about a little bit briefly, but I think, you know, he's 6'10". He's, you know, not the biggest guy. He's not going to be this bruiser down low that's just going to, you know, completely stop, you know, post players. But I think what his strength is with his mobility again on defense. So, you know, the ability to hard hedge screens and recover at a high level and, you know, understand how to play passing lanes so you don't give up easy baskets. I think that's one of his strengths, you know, as a defender.
So I do think, and I'm interested to get both your takes on this. You know, we have talked a lot about how Coach L is not like he's not Jim Boeheim. He's going to run his 2-3 zone until he retires. Like, he's changed systems multiple times. And I do think one of the reasons you target Lynn Kidd, and I'm sure part of the sales pitch is, I know Matt's right. He does, based on his free throw shooting and some of his, you know, mobility and skill, it does seem like he could play further away from the basket. I think we got him to be able to dump the ball into the post and get points off the block, because we just had no ability to do that. It was all jump shots, all the way, and where Chad tends to float around the perimeter quite a bit too and try to make plays off the dribble. So I think it was just a little bit of a kind of throwback to when we used to always have big that we try to throw the ball in and play through sometimes, and we just didn't have that the last few years, but obviously it worked out really well for us until the last year. But I do think this is a little bit of a reset.
Well, and it's crazy, too, because he played 23 minutes a game, and he put up, like, what is it, almost, like, 16 points a game. So he's super efficient because he gets so many good looks on offense, because he understands, you know, how to get to those open spaces and whatnot.
But also, you look at who Coach L is bringing in or keeping. I mean, we're going to talk about Brandon Johnson after that, who can shoot. Lynn Kidd's got a post game. You know, we've got some height there. But you also look at, you know, Nigel's coming back. That's someone you have to guard all over the floor. You're going to have a guy like Jaleel who can shoot the three, who can drive. I think there's going to be a lot more offensive options next season. Like, obviously, we got to see who else is coming back, who else we bring in, and how the team gels. But just some of the pieces that we have now, it just seems like we're going to be more efficient at scoring, but in different ways too. We're not going to just live and die by the three all the time.
Yeah. The other thing, Matt, you mentioned, we played 23-ish minutes a game. They had another center, Poteet, who was the big lumbering guy that, you know, would actually get in there and bang with, like, kind of bigger players. Do you think that's going to, like, we don't know, and we're going to, like Melissa said, we're going to talk later about, you know, there's been a couple of additions, and obviously Nigel coming back. What do you think we think that means for the rest of the roster? But it could. Do you think Kidd is capable of just, okay, he's going to play now 30, 35 minutes and kind of handle that kind of a load or not? Like, because they never asked him to really do that at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more minutes. I think part of it too is, like, his first 2 years, you know, he was kind of, you know, improving as a player and whatnot. His third year was really, you know, where he took a jump, right? I do think he is going to play a lot more minutes here, whether it's, like, you know, playing. I don't think it's going to be anywhere crazy in terms of, like, how we've played with our starters, with, like, where they play almost the entire game. But I definitely see him playing, like, around, you know, 30, maybe a shade under that. But I think too, this is.
I could see that being the reason why he came here, though.
Yeah.
He wants more minutes.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yeah, he wants more minutes.
He's going to be five.
Yeah, and we recruited him out of high school and the first time he entered the portal before he went to Virginia Tech, I think it was. So there was always that connection. And then, I mean, when you look at him as, you know, as a big, like, he kind of fits what we're already trying to do, you know, with what he does defensively and on the offensive side of the floor. You know, I've heard a lot of people talk about, you know, I feel like people are so focused on looking at stats and really dictating that to fit their narrative in terms of, like, you know, obviously he doesn't get a ton of blocks, right? But I would say just from watching the film, he doesn't really try to go for blocks. He's much more concerned with, like, boxing out and just making sure that, you know, as a team, he's going to help limit second chance opportunities. He had the third highest defensive rebounding percentage in the ACC. And I mean, you see that he boxes out every play. Like, he always has a body on someone.
He did really good
on Norchad in the two matchups. Yeah. In the two matchups we had, he limited Norchad to one offensive rebound. And it's so funny. I was going to post this on the breakdown. The one time Norchad got an offensive rebound was when he actually went for a block and helped side Lynn Kidd, because his teammate got beat. So, you know, definitely I can see him, you know, he just fits with what we do on offensive and defensive side of the ball. But yeah, and his mobility is the thing that sticks out the most on both sides.
Yeah. And we had talked about that, you know, the whole, like, there's an art to boxing out that I think we tend to, you know, equate giving up offensive rebounds to effort. We had a lot of guys efforting last year that did not know how to box out, did not. You got to find an offensive player and put your ass on them. That's what the box out is. It's not just going to the board to grab the rebound. And So I do think, you know, someone that's kind of predisposed to doing that is.
Nate, that's if Norchad stays.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. There it is. There it is. A couple of other things to shout to some people in the chat, Terrence.
I think
that's the goal, I think, is to be more well-rounded. And then, I think we're going to talk about Brandon Johnson, too, in a bit. But.
Yeah.
And I think, again, building depth. Yeah, just building depth. I mean, we can talk about the guys that have entered the portal. Other than Bensley, they were kind of – I mean, they weren't good. Whether or not they would eventually develop, and some of them were younger, you know, they had time to develop. But, like, what we were coming with off the bench was garbage. And – we had six guys that could play, and we talked about that all last year. We had six guys. The drop off to seven was massive. Like, drop off to seven was guys should not be on the court. Then when we got injuries, those guys were on the court significantly, and that's one of the reasons the season fell apart. But yeah, I think the goal is to, I wouldn't even necessarily say play nine guys, because that is a lot in college when you have a 40-minute game, but to have
seven, you know, or it, eight.
Well, have a seven. Legitimate rotation where you're comfortable with the backups on the floor. Yeah. And then, you know, even if you then get an injury, you know, having the next guy at least be competent, because that was not the case last year. I was talking about this because I think this was this last week. I don't know, when I rewatched some of the 2022 team that went to the Elite Eight, and like there was actual depth on that team because the guys kind of off the bench were like Bensley and Woga. And Woga, yeah, but they'd grown into that role. It wasn't where you could not put them on the court, except for Woga against Kansas.
It's funny. It's funny to think about that. And I remember at that time, I'm like, oh my God, we have no depth. Like, we're having to bring true freshmen off the bench, blah, blah, blah. And then you think about it now after this past season, and you're like, oh my God, we had a wealth of depth just because of how bad it was.
Yeah, there were guys who were like, okay, we can play with that guy on the court.
But that season, I thought we had no depth. Like, I was like, oh my God, we're having to rely on true freshmen. We have no depth. But then you look back on it now and you're like, holy shit, like that was actually depth considering what happened.
Yeah. And I think, and we'll talk about this too. I think the other thing though is, you know, we need to be clear about this. Our high school recruiting has been a big whiff. Like Woga and Bensley, that's a really good class. And we got a lot of mileage out of that. But the two after that, like, no, we missed. Like, we missed on all those class, basically the entire class, other than
this year's class kind of that's coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, right. And that's going to help a lot. Quick, but
shout out to Jaleel Bethea winning the All American Dunk Contest.
Yes. And
If we're talking about that too, like, because I saw this on Twitter, like, he's a high school kid. I understand he doesn't have the body of some of these guys, you know, other guys playing in the game. He's going to get there. Like, he's going to have the whole offseason to gain gain muscle, which I do think he needs to do. It's something he talked about when we did our interview, that mm-hmm. that was one of the things that he needs to improve on that. And I think he said on the defensive side of the floor as well, which, you know, it's going to come along. He's still a really talented player. And, you know, McDonald's All-American game isn't just about the game too, you know, and all the practices, he was really killing it. So, you know, I'm excited for him to come on campus. One game doesn't change anything for me.
Right.
It shouldn't for anyone else.
Also, and to the idiots that are saying in the dunk contest that he used his hand on the guy's shoulder, like, tell me you can jump that high to even use your hand on some 7-footer shoulder. Like,
over why are you 7-footers.
Exactly. Okay. Why are you trying to break down an 18-year-old's dunk? Let me see you try to do that.
So we're really arguing with people that are obsessing over a high school dunk contest and Zaprudering the film. This is what the show is.
Don't mess with our guy.
I will say though, yeah, obviously, like, our recruiting class this year is leaps and bounds over what we've been bringing in. Mm-hmm. And Jaleel's obviously, he's gonna start day one.
You got two top 40 guys with a top 5 guy.
Right, but to Nate's point, like, you should at least be able to get solid backups out of your freshmen. And we weren't really, I mean, they had to play anyway because we were that bad. I mean, and Keyshawn is just like, I don't even know how to categorize him because he wasn't a high school recruit. He was some dude we just found that grew after we found him. So it was more luck than anything. Other than that, like, we got like Chris Watson, AJ Casey just didn't work out. You know, those are guys, especially in year two, should have been at least been able to contribute. They weren't really even in the rotation. And Nwoko wasn't ready to play yet. Joe Bay wasn't ready to play yet. Like, we really have not done a good job on the high school level. And that's where you kind of get some of your depth. Like, a lot of these, like, you'll see freshmen, even if they hit the portal because maybe they wanted to start and they didn't, still contributing and then hitting the portal. Like, we have had a lot of kind of didn't contribute at all, then hit the portal. Some of them are back in the portal again. There's been a, as Nate said, bad evals plus guys not staying. So hopefully, obviously, Jaleel's not staying because he's going to go get picked in the top 5 in the NBA draft. But
yeah,
hopefully, and that, but that's a big thing, right? So you start looking at our roster and, you know, what we have right now compared to last year, knowing that your freshmen are actually going to be able to play, one of them is going to start, is a huge boost to building that depth. When Terrence is talking about nine-man rotation. Like, that's, you need your freshmen to be good enough to play to do that, and we haven't had that in a while. So it's going to be a very, very welcome change this year.
But you know, the two transfers we have right now, I'm very excited, and I'm really excited that to know that we have Nigel back. Like, you kind of start to see the makeup of the team coming together. I will say Matthew Cleveland put on his Instagram stories the Brandon Johnson commit. So it's making me feel like he's staying because he's posted both, and he posted about Nigel staying. So I'm feeling like he may be staying. So we'll see.
Well, we'll get into that in a second. Let's talk. Unless you have anything
else. I'm just excited to see.
Yeah, progress. The team's coming together.
Yeah.
I guess unless you have anything else or you want to stress on Lynn Kidd, we can talk Brandon.
No, we should talk about Brandon Johnson.
Go read Matt's tweet.
Thread.
It's on the Buckets account. It's retweeted by all. It was tweeted by him, retweeted by all of us. So it's a really good breakdown. Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. We can keep it chill. Yeah, baby. We're good Sox.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.